Integrity First Bank was founded locally, right here in Mountain Home in 1963. For over half a century, we've been invested in our local economy, helping local families and small businesses just like you realize your dreams and goals. I'm Scott Copeland. At Integrity First Bank, we pride ourselves on only being as big as you need us to be. We invite you to come by and visit us at any of our five Twin Lakes locations, Mountain Home, Gasville, Lakeview, or Flippin, and experience for yourself just what it's like to bank on Integrity First.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They'll be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Well, it's 28-27, Mountain Home leading Greenwood. We go to the final 8 minutes of the fourth quarter. The Lady Bombers lead by one despite shooting only 7 of 19 from the free throw line. That's 37% in the ballgame. Greenwood will have the basketball as we get this fourth quarter underway. Lady Bulldogs looking to retake the lead. Out top with the dribble, this is Fisher. Top of the key, Saki crosses over to the free throw line. Nothing there. Good job defensively by Mountain Home. Top of the key with it right side, Fisher. Stop and go move a couple of times. Finally gives it up to Goodwin. Goodwin right side. Into the hands of Clements. Out top, it's Fisher. Great job defensively by Mountain Home. Boy, this is a high-powered Greenwood offense. Cutting down the paint and scoring is Clements. She got free. Greenwood retakes the lead. We've had 6 lead changes, 3 ties in the ballgame, and a foul in the backcourt by Greenwood. That's Saki. That's going to be her 3rd, 7th team foul. And it's going to be Peyton Husky going to the free throw line for Mountain Home. Well, the averages have to catch up with you. Lady Bombers, hopefully you can get to the free throw line in this fourth quarter because they're due to be making some. Huskies, first one is good. We're tied up again. Now looking to give Mountain Home the lead again. The free throw rattles around. It won't go. And the rebound underneath by Cartwright. We're tied at 29 with 7:08 to play. Greenwood on the offensive end. Clements out top. This is Fisher. Fisher wants a 3. It's an air ball. Rebound is loose. Husky has it for the Lady Bombers underneath. He joined us late. This is a young Greenwood ball club. 5 freshmen play a lot, and 3 sophomores play a lot. They are about 10 deep. Just 1 senior and 1 junior. Pfeiffer, right side for Mountain Home. Fires the 3. It's off the front of the rim. Rebound Greenwood. Lady Bulldogs bringing a 9-game winning streak into this ball game. They were 11-9 at one point. They've reeled off 9 straight, though. Saki down the paint, walks with the basketball. Fell down, and she walked with it. See, the freshman, kind of mouthy. We've seen that a couple of times out of her tonight. Full court pressure by Greenwood. Mountain Home will handle it as Walker dribbles through a double team into the front court. 6:11 to play. We're tied at 29. Pfeiffer right side to the free throw line. Throws it back out top and out of bounds. Turnover by Mountain Home. Oh, they're going to say it was tipped. And the Lady Bombers catch a break. They'll keep the possession. Mountain Home with it. This is Walker out top to the top of the key with a dribble. Into the paint, kicked out of bounds by Greenwood, and Mountain Home keeps it. 5 will inbound left baseline under the Mountain Home basket. A whistle, a timeout, Mountain Home. 5:57 to play. We're knotted up at 29. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure.
5:57 to play. Mountain Home and Greenwood tied up at 29. The winner moves on to the state semifinals tomorrow night at 6. The winner gets the winner of the late game tonight between West Memphis and Lake Hamilton. Mountain Home with the basketball. Having trouble, they'll get it into Walker, and she's going to be fouled. She'll head to the free throw line. The foul is going to be on Saki. That's her fourth. Saki and Price each with four. Eight team fouls against Greenwood. And Walker to the free throw line, where she is 2 of 5 this afternoon. The first one is missed. Rebound to Greenwood. That's Clements underneath. Here come the Lady Bulldogs looking to reclaim the lead. We're knotted at 29. Clements left side into the paint, Cartwright. Her floater will not go. Rebound. She gets it back, and she's fouled. Good foul by Foreman. She'll make Cartwright earn those points at the free throw line. Foreman picks up her third. Team foul number 6 against Mountain Home. Foreman, Tabor, and Husky each have 3 for the Lady Bombers. First free throw is missed by Cartwright. .537 to play. We're tied at 29. Second free throw is good, and Greenwood is back on top now, 30-29. 5:37 to play. Greenwood continues with full court pressure. Walker up the left side, beats it herself. Now loses the basketball, but it goes off. Yep, it's out of bounds. Off. I thought maybe Fisher had touched it, but she doesn't. Well, Walker handled the pressure in the backcourt. When she got into the front court, she lost the dribble. 12 turnovers by the Lady Bombers. Greenwood leads it by 1 with the basketball. Mountain Home, I just can't emphasize enough what a job they've done defensively against this high-powered offense of Greenwood. 30 points on the board for Greenwood right now. That's it. 30-29. Greenwood leads it with the ball. Clements, right side, top of the key. Penetrates back to Saki. Her three is off the back of the rim. Foreman the rebound. She's going to be fouled by Cartwright. First on Cartwright, team foul number 9 against the Lady Bulldogs. Foreman will shoot free throws at the other end. Saki comes out. Price comes in now for the Lady Bulldogs. Foreman has not scored yet this afternoon. She has 8 rebounds. Has a 1-1. The last 1-1 of the night for Mountain Home. Going to be 2 shots from here on out. First one, good. Ties the game at 30. Foreman with a second free throw now. Misses. Rebound Cartwright for Greenwood. So we're tied at 30. 4:52 to play. Mountain Home and Greenwood in the quarterfinals of the 6A state tournament. It has been a great battle. Fisher out top for Greenwood. Left side top of the key is Goodwin. She finds Price with it. Fisher top of the key. Price right side top of the key. Ball knocked away, picked back up by Price. Martin almost got a steal. Back out top is Goodwin with the Mountain Home defense. The Mountain Home fans appreciating what they're doing defensively. They're getting a lot of applause on the far sideline. 4:13 to play. The drive left side by Goodwin. Nothing there. Brings it back out top. This is a very frustrated Greenwood ball club. Ball knocked away by Emma Martin. Oh, they're going to call a foul on that. Martin picks up her second, team foul number 7 before the free throws. A timeout, Greenwood. 4:02 to play. We're tied at 30. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
At Baxter Regional Medical Center, every patient, every procedure, every interaction matters. We're proud to be recognized by HealthGrades as the only hospital in Arkansas to be named among the top 5% in the nation for cardiac surgery in 2018 and patient safety in 2017. From state-of-the-art heart care to the tiny details that make your stay exceptional, Baxter Regional truly is big city healthcare with a hometown touch.
4:02 to play. Mountain Home and Greenwood tied at 30. Lady Bombers have three timeouts left. Greenwood has four left. Greenwood to shoot free throws here. It's a 1-1. Kinley Fisher at the line. She has 2 points on the afternoon. She has a 1-1. The front end is good. One more for one of the freshmen from Greenwood. Second one is good. She hits them both. 32-30, Greenwood with 4:02 to play. Into the front court, Walker for Mountain Home. Beats the press by herself. Up ahead to Pfeiffer. Back to Walker out top. She's double-teamed. Gets it to Pfeiffer. Cross-court goes to Husky. Here's Martin left side to the baseline. She's fouled. Lady Bombers with a double bonus. Everything is two free throws for Mountain Home. Price just fouled out of the ball game. Five fouls on Angela Price. She fouls out with 5 points and four rebounds on the night. Saki comes back in for Greenwood and Martin. He's at the free throw line for Mountain Home. 7 points on the night. Just 3 of 8 from the line. First one is good. 32-31, Greenwood. Another free throw for Martin. It's good. Knocks them both down. We're tied at 32 with 3:43 to play. This is Fisher out top. Gets it to Saki around the top of the key. Good defense by Riley Walker. Just in her hip pocket. Down the paint, driving and scoring, though, is Goodwin. Nice first step out top. 34-32, Greenwood with 3:18 to play. Walker still in the backcourt across the timeline, up the right side with it. Pfeiffer in the corner. Cross-court passes tipped, stolen. Cannot make those cross-court passes. Layup at the other end is good. That's Saki. Got to take care of the basketball. Greenwood with a 4-point lead, 36-32. Husky works out top for Mountain Home. Picks up the dribble and is fouled. Got a break. She was in trouble. But Clements goes up to try to put pressure on her and runs into her. So a couple of free throws for Husky. She's 1 of 2 from the line. Has 4 points on the afternoon. First one, good. One more for the Mountain Home Junior. It's 36-33, Greenwood. She can make it a 2-point game. Won't go. And the rebound underneath by Clements. Here comes Greenwood leading by three. 2:40 left to play. Fisher holds it out top. The other four players along the baseline. They let her work one-on-one. Husky staying with her. Good job. They're letting her just dribble around right now, working the clock more than anything. Down to 2:22 to play. That's going to be a 5-second call. There it is! 5-second call. Husky with the defense. She never made an aggressive move towards the baskets. She changed directions, never made a move, though, and it's a turnover. Lady Bombers get it back, down three with 2:12 to play. Husky Now Walker into the front courts. Greenwood has played this 1-3-1 half-court trap all day. Husky through the double team. Out top, Martin. Right side is Pfeiffer. To the top of the key, the pass is picked off. Another Mountain Home turnover. Got to get another defensive stop now with 1:45 to play. Penetration by Fisher. Back to Cartwright, and Greenwood wants to spread the floor here. Mountain Home is going to have to trap. They've got Cartwright open down low. She'll catch it. Kick back out top. Greenwood not looking to score. They're looking to run out the clock here. 1:25 to play. Greenwood leads it by three. Mountain Home chasing the basketball right now as Greenwood plays keep away. There's the foul. Husky commits it. That's her fourth. Eighth team foul. Going to the free throw line is Clements. 2 point, make it 4 points on the night for Clements. Her first trip to the free throw line. 1:13 to play. The first one, good. Makes it a 4 point lead for Greenwood. Or some costly turnovers in this fourth quarter by Mountain Home. Second free throw is good. Greenwood with their largest lead of the afternoon, 38-33. Walker, now Husky, back to Walker into the front court for Mountain Home. Down to 1 minute to play. Lady Bombers are down five. Down the right side of the paint, Martin drives in. The shot, no. Rebound, Greenwood, but a travel, and Mountain Home will get the basketball back. Timeout. 55 seconds left. Lady Bombers down five. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Bomber fans, when you need quality printing, promotional items, signs, banners, awards, plaques, and more, contact the experts at ABC Printing and Imogen Things for slam dunk service. They'll even deliver your order to you. For over 45 years, the Fratizzi family at ABC Printing and Imogen Things have been supporting the Bombers. Rocky and Susan would like to say thank you, Mountain Home, and wish the Bombers a successful season. Call ABC Printing and Imogen Things, 425-2610.
Are you nervous about being a little fish in a big pond, a giant campus full of unknowns? Maybe you should try the perfect college not too far away from the awesome lakes and rivers right here at home, ASU Mountain Home. The ASUMH Technical Center has hands-on, fascinating degree programs. Their transfer degrees will put you ahead of the game at half the cost. Be it business, healthcare, information technology, teaching, ASUMH has classes for you starting soon. Apply online at asumh.edu. Be a big fish in a little pond. ASU Mountain Home.
55 seconds to play. The Lady Bombers have their work cut out for them, but they have played so well today. Other than some free throws, which is the difference in the game right now, they're down by five. Can they find a way to win it? Mountain Home with the ball. Having trouble getting it in. They'll lob it into Martin out top. Inside to Foreman. Back to Pfeiffer. The three. Yes! We've got a two-point game. 38-36, Greenwood. Mountain Home calls the timeout. We'll break with 49 seconds left. Greenwood leads it by two. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
The Fratizzi family at ABC Printing and Imogen Things has been backing the Bombers and Lady Bombers for over 45 years. At the same time, they've provided Mountain Home in the Twin Lakes area with quality printing, promotional items, signs, banners, awards, and plaques. Rocky and Susan would like to say thank you, Mountain Home, and wish the Bombers a successful season. Go Bombers! Call ABC Printing and Imogen Things, 425-2610. That's 425-2610.
Greenwood leads it 38-36, 49 seconds left. Full court pressure by the Lady Bombers. Here comes the trap. Greenwood handles it. Fisher gets it into the front court. Mount Holmes trying to foul now. 39 seconds left. With the ball is Goodwin, and they'll finally foul her with 33 seconds left. The foul's on five for her first, team's ninth. This is the last one-and-one of the game. Goodwin with a one-and-one, 33 seconds left. First one, good. This is the big one. This makes it a two-possession game with 33 seconds left. Mountain Home has just one timeout left. Goodwin, her second free throw. Good. Boy, that freshman steps up and hits two big ones. Timeout, 33 seconds left. Greenwood leads at 40-36. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They'll be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
33 seconds left. Greenwood leading Mountain Home 40-36. Mountain Home one timeout left. Greenwood has three left to use. Lady Bombers with the basketball. Greenwood's going to pick up on the half-court defense. Saki puts a little pressure out of the backcourt. Walker quickly ahead for Mountain Home. Husky. Foreman with it out top. Brings it to Walker, right side. Looking for Pfeiffer. Goes to Foreman. Ball knocked loose. It's loose and a turnover. And 15 of those on the day for Mountain Home. And, boy, they've had some costly ones here in this fourth quarter. Coach Leonard was trying to get a timeout called, and they didn't hear him, and he didn't get it. The foul out top is going to be called on Emma Martin. That's her third, 10th team foul. At the free throw line is Kinley Fisher. Greenwood is 7 of 8 from the line in this fourth quarter, and the first one's good. It's a 5-point Greenwood lead. Mountain Home has shot 28 free throws and only made 12. Second free throw by Fisher is good, and Greenwood is going to advance. We've got a timeout from Mountain Home. 9 point, actually it should be 10.5 left on the game clock. The Lady Bombers down 6. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure.
Baxter Regional Medical Center is proud of our latest achievement, the only hospital in Arkansas to be named one of HealthGrade's America's 50 Best Hospitals for Cardiac Surgery 4 years in a row. Baxter Regional offers a complete cardiac care program and state-of-the-art heart care, ranking in the top 5% in the nation for cardiac surgery. Baxter Regional Medical Center, big city healthcare with a hometown touch.
Lady Bombers throw it into half court. Walker up ahead. 8 seconds left. Mountain Home is going to throw it away, and Greenwood's going to advance. 16 turnovers by Mountain Home I tell you what, the Lady Bombers have played so well this afternoon, especially on the defensive end. They're down by six. It's the free throws that's going to be the difference in this ball game. Greenwood hitting theirs in this fourth quarter. They are 9 of 10 from the line in the fourth quarter. The Lady Bombers just haven't been able to buy a free throw tonight. They are 12 of 28. They've missed 16 free throws, and they're down by six. Inbounds pass and a foul, and Peyton Husky has just fouled out of the ball game. She does so with 5 points and a couple of rebounds this afternoon. 4 seconds left. Greenwood leads it by six, and let's see who Coach Leonard wants to put in. He's got 20 seconds to make his decision, and Collins, the senior, will come in for the last 4 seconds of her career. Boy, tough loss. Mountain Home has played so well this afternoon. Just some costly turnovers and the inability to hit free throws, the difference. Effie Hardy getting back into the ballgame, getting in for the first time this afternoon. The senior onto the floor for the last time. First free throw by Clements was good. Second one, missed, rebound, Mountain Home. And that is it. Greenwood advances with a 7-point win over Mountain Home, 43-36. We'll take a break, begin the postgame show in just a moment. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.